Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's call Paul, shall we?
Need the latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Green and Gold Analyst joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Paul, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Bill. How are you?
Doing well. So, a couple of things. We've got the MMQB saying the Packers are going to be nowhere near a Super Bowl in the next 5 years. Nobody's picking them. And in addition to that, the Packers, are they going to be a team that lands one of the best wide receivers in the game? But should they, because the dude's a nut and chucked all his furniture off of his balcony down in Miami?
Where do you want to start?
You tell me. You go with whatever your heart says.
My heart says to talk about Antonio Brown, and so does my Twitter feed. Bill, I saw the odds that came out this morning, and the headline talks about, Packers, one of top two teams, favored to get Antonio Brown, and it was sort of like what now? You know, the who?
Right.
For who? Because as much as Antonio Brown is – a guy that has, a personality that some people gets rubbed the wrong way, and no one really likes guys who demand trades, and that doesn't usually go well. And, Mike Tomlin and Antonio Brown certainly have an interesting history, and I know there was the stuff with Antonio Brown thinking that Mike Tomlin played too much favoritism towards Ben Roethlisberger and all of these other things. But you're talking about, there's no question, a top five NFL wide receiver available on the trading block who has publicly demanded very loudly and vocally a trade out of Pittsburgh. If he was like a non-disgruntled trade candidate, he would fetch two first rounders. He would fetch the Khalil Mack price. Mm-hmm. He would. You would get that much for it. But when you are being as public and defiant as Antonio Brown is being in efforts to get out of Pittsburgh, Bill, I'm thinking he's available for a second or third round pick, okay? And I don't care how much of a character a guy might be. If you tell me that the Packers could go into next season, especially in a year where, to your other point, where most national pundits don't seem to think this is a Super Bowl team, not just this year, but in the next 5 years, a.k.a. over the rest of Aaron Rodgers' career, and you tell me that I can have a team, if I'm Brian Gutekunst running this team, and I can have a team that has Aaron Rodgers at quarterback looking for a bounce-back year with a brand-new offensive play caller and head coach in LaFleur, and then I can team Antonio Brown with Davante Adams, and all I maybe have to deal with maybe is a little bit of drama here and there. Like some, kind of like to the point with the other day with the Kareem Hunt stuff. Like when you – they're totally separate scenarios, obviously, but it's like the talent is always going to be – the thing that becomes the most intriguing. And I just think if you get to a point where you can team, and when I put this out on Twitter, I had some people ask, like, well, isn't that going to take away from Devontae's targets, or what's going to happen? The Packers don't need a number one wide receiver. They already have a number one wide receiver. And I said, well, the only thing better than having one number one wide receiver is having two number one wide receivers getting the ball from Aaron Rodgers. So I don't know, obviously, what the asking price is, but if the asking price is like a second or third round pick, I get it, Bill. The guy seems like a bit of a headache to deal with, maybe with teammates or with coaches or whatever else. But sometimes guys just need a fresh start, and you cannot mistake the talent that he has. You want to course correct. You know what? If you were to redo that MMQB study after having the Packers acquire Antonio Brown, I bet at least a few of those guys would change their mind and say that the Packers will now win a Super Bowl next five. I really think it's the offensive equivalent of missing out on acquiring Khalil Mack. It's not a position of need. Wide receiver is not a position of need like it is at edge rusher with Khalil Mack. But these guys are not – players of the Khalil Mack and Antonio Brown talent level are not supposed to be available via trade. And when they are, I think you move mountains to try to make it happen.
Do you – think that with everything he's done, okay, he doesn't show up for court ever after doing 120 something miles an hour through a subdivision of Pittsburgh. He chucked all of his furniture off of his apartment down in Miami off the balcony from I don't know how many floors up, but he threw those out. He pops up when didn't tell anybody, but he ends up kind of, you know, negotiating his own deal to be on The Masked Singer. And the Rooneys have said there's something wrong with the guy. He's off this year. He's just not the same guy. Do you take that chance on somebody that's just that verbose right now? And remember, you're with a young head coach in his first year, and the only guy that you would assume then can control him would be Aaron Rodgers, and we know that another Hall of Fame quarterback tried to control him a little bit, and he ended up blowing him off and almost came to fisticuffs. So do you take that chance?
I do, because I think the upgrade to the roster, again, Bill, you have five more years of Rodgers' career. You have a team that a lot of people nationally don't seem to think is a legitimate threat in the NFC. You know, I know you said another Hall of Fame quarterback in Ben Roethlisberger, but nobody in their right mind would say that Roethlisberger is an equivalent quarterback to Rodgers. Just because, I mean, not all Hall of Fame QBs are created equally, and Rodgers is obviously a superior player to Roethlisberger. And again, I think some guys just need a change of scenery. I think if you're a malcontent in one location doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be a malcontent in another location. Winning cures all. The Steelers had other interesting stuff going on with Le'Veon Bell not reporting. And again, Tomlin had been in Pittsburgh nearly as long or as long. I'm trying to recall exactly what year he got there. Actually, he was there in Pittsburgh before McCarthy was in Green Bay, right?
Maybe I think it was all either the same year or a year before.
Yeah, that's right, because I know Sean Payton went to New Orleans, McCarthy to Green Bay, and I think maybe the year before was Tomlin to Pittsburgh. But, you know, sometimes it's like maybe they should have hit the reset button in Pittsburgh as well, that your star running back is disgruntled, your star wide receiver is disgruntled. Maybe that's more of a question of your head coach than it is of the players. That, I mean, how is it that, you know, arguably the best running back in the league, Le'Veon Bell, and arguably the best wide receiver in the league, Antonio Brown, both have problems with Tomlin and the Pittsburgh situation going on? That to me is not a coincidence, you know, that there might be other problems there. So there's only a couple players that exist, Bill, where I think can really take a team from maybe an NFC afterthought, which I can't believe you would say that about, you know, the Packers, but they are coming off two non-playoff years. They have a whole new system in place. They have a lot of question marks. I realize we're not playing Madden here, and you do have to take into account chemistry, and you have to take into account, you know, all of the other factors. I have a feeling, Bill, with a new coaching staff, with Rodgers as, you know, the leader of this team, and I know different people have different opinions on, you know, the leadership qualities, pro and con of Rodgers, but I think it would work because I think they would win. And I think if they win, I think everyone's going to be happy. I just think you can really swing the pendulum. You would go from maybe the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th team talked about in the NFC to, you know, to appear in the Super Bowl to maybe being the one that comes to the top of most lists. And I just don't know that that many players in the world exist. And Antonio Brown, I think, is one of them.
By the way, we're talking with Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst. And I really like what Antonio Brown brings to the table. I think that he's obviously got just a boatload of talent. Coming up this year, he's only owed, 12.6, but his cap hit would be $21 million or $22 million.
I could be wrong, but I believe when Pittsburgh makes that trade, whoever they trade him to, Pittsburgh doesn't get cap relief from trading him. So they end up eating, they don't end up paying the salary, but they end up eating a big portion of the contract, even with a trade.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, and I'm speaking out of school a little bit because it's not like I've looked at this specifically for Antonio Brown, but most of the time when a player of that cap hit gets traded, it doesn't disappear entirely from the team he got traded from. So Pittsburgh will still, whether he's on the team or not, will have a big chunk of their 2019 cap allocated to Antonio Brown, whether he's a Steeler or not. So I think whatever team he is traded to will not have that full 21. I want to say the number would be closer to 10 or 11, somewhere in like the halfway point.
Okay.
So it would not be as
because his base salary is 12.625.
Yep.
And it then next year it actually goes down a little bit, but his cap hit next year will be $18 million, and then the year after that it's $19.5 million. I mean, when you're trading for him, you're going to also pay him. I mean, he's got a lucrative deal, so that's another thing to take into consideration.
Yeah, just like with Khalil Mack. I mean, you weren't just trading the first-round picks when you're Chicago. You're also saying, I'm willing to make this guy the highest-paid defensive player in NFL history. Now, Antonio Brown's not the highest-paid, you know, player in NFL history or anything, but you're talking about a big, big chunk of number. But, you know, again, it depends what you feel about the Packers' offense. It depends where you feel this team can really win. One of the comments I got on Twitter when I said, you know, I think the Packers should go for this after I saw those odds came out was, can he play edge rusher? And I get it, you know, it's funny and everything, but like, you play to your strengths sometimes, and the Packers aren't going to go from being a team weak on the edge to having that be the strength of their team over one offseason. That can take years to do. So, you know, you were saying the other day to me, Bill, you think the Packers offense has a possibility of, and I believe you used the word juggernaut, you know, to really become elite, like unstoppably elite. If you add Antonio Brown to that recipe and you can control him and you can kind of get him to kind of buy into the philosophy, I mean, juggernaut wouldn't even begin to describe what I think they'd be capable of offensively. Don't you agree? At least
no, I completely agree with you. To me, if you make the deal and you then can take the rest of your draft choices, fortify that defense, and give yourself some depth on the offensive line, you have drastically changed the face of this franchise. And I'm not talking about the face being Aaron Rodgers. I'm talking about a team that has always relied on Aaron Rodgers' arm to get them there. Now you've got a vast array of weapons, and you've got a defense that doesn't necessarily have to be dominant, but just good enough. And that's where you can end up getting yourself back into the discussion of winning a Super Bowl within a year or two. But I agree. I think that he becomes an instant game changer if you would pick him, and all of a sudden this offense begins to take off. My fear is that you got to have enough defense to back it up. I don't know where I would start first. I mean, I'd love to get a guy like him. I also know that you need to protect the quarterback, and the right side of your offensive line is not that good right now.
It's not. But I would conclude the one point with Antonio Brown by saying I can guarantee that if that happens and then they redo the MMQB thing to rank, you know, whether the Packers will win a Super Bowl in the next 5 years, I guarantee that several of those answers would change to yes. I think it's that big of a swing. But I think what it lets you do, Bill, is it puts you in a power position offensively where then you can, yes, you need to add guard depth. You need to probably redo the right side of your offensive line. You probably need to draft your tight end of the future. You probably need a little bit more depth at running back. But it lets you then go into the draft saying, you know what, we need to redo our defense. We need two premier prospect edge rushers. And we can do that now because we can worry a little bit less about offense. And I think it all comes back to the idea that came up in my mind when Khalil Mack became available, which, I mean, Khalil Mack proved to be worth every bit of the draft compensation that Chicago sent to Oakland, proved to be worth every cent and more than what he was paid by Chicago this year. And, you know, will that contract continue to look really good as, you know, as Khalil Mack gets into his early 30s? Maybe, maybe not. But it took the Bears from being, like, the afterthought of the division to being, you know, a Super Bowl contender and a playoff team literally overnight. I think that's how big that is. And so I think not only does Antonio Brown, of course, make you that much better offensively, but it lets you focus the rest of your offseason on getting your defense revamped, on getting there to be more than just Kyler Fackrell from the edge rusher group. And I think it paints a different picture in terms of, you know, strengthening your strengths. And the Packers' strength is their offense. And then you can kind of start to build through the draft on getting the defense to be respectable.
Good stuff as always, Paul. We will chat more down the road. I appreciate it, pal.
I didn't think we'd be having such a, you know, a good – I wasn't expecting to talk about Antonio Brown until 3 hours ago, and then I said, oh, my gosh, this is something.
Nope, I got it. There's a lot of chatter about it. Appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you soon.
See you, Bill.
See you, pal. It's certainly a discussion that a lot of Packers fans are taking up right now. Do you or do you not want to see Antonio Brown, and maybe more so not say to see him here, but to see – Brian Gutekunst go after him to bring him to Green Bay. Would you like to see Antonio Brown in a Packers uniform? With all the baggage he has, do you think he would be good for the franchise? 855-830-8648. Paul joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.